And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Happy ho, ho, ho holidays. We are talking about gifts for the griller and anybody else that's on your list. And we got a lot to cover today. But before we do that, Bob, we've got a little guest with us.
And don't say ho.
Right, he's not.
Yes, this is Jim Sharon from Schmoe's Brewing. I always wonder if I should be saying Schwerin or Sharon.
Well, we usually go Shireen, so it's in
between. I've only known you for 13 years.
Right.
I haven't talked to you in so long. I had to kind of ask, but so anyway, Jim and his lovely bride, who I get to talk to much more than him. Are the owners of Schmoe's Brewing Company, and we want to hear about what you're brewing right now. And Jim's, how long have you been brewing beer, Jim?
Well, since before we opened, which would be 17 years. We opened up in a couple weeks. Well, next Saturday would be 17 years.
Wow. And I'll give you a quick backstory on Jim. He's over in the Motor City area, and he's in the automotive business, and he's a wicked bad engineer, and so he's engineering beer now.
That's right.
So what are you brewing? What's on tap now?
Well, we brought our Miracle out, which we bring out, you know, right before, you'll see sometime in November, which is our we call it our Christmas ale. It's an old English old ale. It's got just a little bit of a Christmas spice to it for the holidays, but it's a really nice dark beer, a little higher in alcohol.
And the technical name is Miracle Off 28th Street, yes. Which is so funny.
Yes, it's Miracle Off 28th Street, which was basically named for the... When we finally got open, you know, 17 years ago, we finally got our license to open. We figured it was pretty much
was
a miracle
at that point. Okay.
Yeah. That's great. So, Jim, is that stuff available in stores, or do we have to come to the brewery to get that?
Pretty much have to come to the brewery. I mean, distribution is very difficult for everybody right now.
Yep.
But the best place is to come to the brewery. We got it. You know, we got six packs. We got growlers you can fill.
So we got
lots of it there.
So here's the good thing. Maybe you've never been to Schmoe's before, and you want to take our word for it and try this miracle, because I don't know how long it's going to last, but I know I'm going in next week to get some. And I was telling your wife, I never get it. Every year when I try and get it, it's sold out. And it's I love Old English, okay? And this is just a beautiful traditional Old English ale, dark and just lovely. It's it might even beat your Scotch ale, but
there's some debate about that, but they're right up there.
They are both pretty darn tasty, and here's the thing, it'll give you a reason to go to Schmoe's, and you see all the taps there. There's a cooler full of beers you can buy. What else can they find?
Well, right now we got our Mad Tom's Porters out for the first time in about 4 years. It's a nice, robust porter, very, very mild, smooth drinking.
Wow!
And then we just recently brought out our toasted coconut stout called Coconut Crusher, got a nice. If you like coconut, it's got a nice coconut aroma flavor to it, and then it's got the chocolatey that comes up with the stout. Tastes pretty much like an Almond Joy candy bar.
It does. And tell me about that porter again.
The robust porter, it's kind of the dark beer, but it's the lighter side. It's not as heavy as a stout, so it's got a milder finish to it, just easy drinking. It's, you know, for us, it's one step up from our Oktoberfest. Our Oktoberfest is dark but really light bodied. This is more of a medium bodied dark beer, and then you get into the heavier dark beers with the stouts and
you haven't had that porter in a few years, have you?
No, we have not. First time we've made it in probably about 4 years.
I'm excited. That's awesome. I love porters and. I tell you, I have nieces and nephews who love your toasted coconut. I have to get some for them because they're coming for Christmas.
There you go. Yep.
So, Jim, the Old English, that's not a very common brew style. Maybe you could share with the listeners a little bit about what makes that miracle such a miracle, because it's good. It's really good.
Well, the style is very similar, I guess you'd almost say, to the stouts, but it's probably just a little bit more grain, a little bit more malt into it, and probably less hops. So you got a little more alcohol content, which brings it up into that next category for flavor. So it, you know where you draw the line between Russian Imperial Stouts and an old ale, there's probably some crossover there. But usually the stouts have more hops to them, in my opinion. So, Miracle's less hoppy. It's got more, so you get more of the aroma or the flavor from the grain cheese. We use chocolate malts in there, a little bit of roasted malts that come through more if you don't have all the hops there to hide it.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to Jim Shireen, I now know
very
properly, the founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company on Patterson Avenue, right next to the ice arena. So if you're going to take your kids skating, go over there and stay warm and keep Jim company.
Yep, we got a well-lit path coming over from the ice rink.
Beer garden. And they have a beer garden with grills, so you can even bring, if Jop turns over a little bit of those aged prime rib he's got,
right,
you could go out there and grill them right there.
Yep.
Yeah, awesome. So what else are you brewing? Now you said Imperial Stout, a Russian Imperial Stout. You have one of those as well.
We did a very small batch of one of those. We're probably halfway through that. So that's only going to be on for probably maybe another week.
And what's the name again?
There's been a couple of names thrown out. We haven't got an official name for
okay.
it right now.
Okay.
They're not too politically correct. I haven't gotten them.
You're in the right place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jim, how many tap handles do you have on right now?
We have 16, actually 17 on, because we've got 16 and then some of the small batch stuff we put on a secondary, additional tap that goes under the cooler. So
sure.
I think we're running 17 flavors right now.
Wow. Really cool. That is great.
I'm excited.
So if somebody wants to find you, where are you at?
We're basically 28th and Patterson. If you just go north a little bit on 28th Street, basically right before the ice rink.
Yeah.
We're probably 3 miles north of the airport, if you're familiar with the Grand Rapids.
It's kind of an industrial area, too, so you could drive by it real easy. You got to look for the open sign in the window, but it looks like a beer factory instead of a bar. There's a small tap room, but it's a beer factory in the back end.
So Jim, I got to ask you, what is that big thing in the yard, that piece of art that you got out there? What is that?
I was going to mention that. Remember the old Steam Pig project from about 10 or 15 years ago?
Yeah,
that was down at Art Prize.
Yeah,
that's one of the large round thing is one of the engines from that. We got two of them now placed out front.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So we're slowly collecting parts from the Steam Pig and displaying them in our front yard.
Right.
It helps get attention. People see what is that, and then they realize there's a bar there.
We'll have to get that thing smoking one day.
Right. Yeah. Or at least steaming.
Yep. Right. Yep. Yep.
Well, Jim, thanks so much. I know you're busy and you got a jam-packed day. Automotive business still kicking along, all right?
It's doing pretty good, yep. I mean, there's some struggles, but they're keeping us busy, so can't complain.
Well, that's good. Jim, thanks, and thanks to your bride, your lovely bride, so much for full disclosure. They've been sponsors of the show since we started.
Right.
And that just means a lot to us. Well, it's about time
you guys have been good supporters of us for a long time.
About time we got you on the show.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
All right. All right. Take care and happy holidays, Jim.
Thanks, Jimbo. Right.
Thank you, guys.
Schmoe's Brewing Company, just north of 28th Street on Patterson on the east corner. If you haven't been there, it's a kickback place.
Right.
It's just a place you can have fun. It's got a copper top bar and
worth the trip.
Everybody's comfortable there.
And I'm not BSing any of our listeners. It's worth the trip to go over there and get a six-pack of that Miracle.
Oh, my.
It's a special beer for the holidays, and it only comes out. It's about 3-4 weeks, and it is gone. So go get some of that.
I'll leave you just a touch.
All right, yeah. Coming up next, perfect grill gift. Stick with us. We'll be back.